The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had a great weekend. I am honored, humbled, excited, and just beyond relieved to have my co-host back. Jackie, thank you so much for being here. I cannot tell you how much I've missed you.
You're so welcome. Why don't you sit this one out? You know, chill, sure. Enjoy. This was such a big weekend, like on all fronts. So many holidays, Coachella, so much to discuss. So I feel very good about being here on a Monday.
No, we needed you today.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about.
I know.
I was glued to my phone this weekend, and I didn't expect that for myself. Like, I've been very, you know, out
disconnected.
Disconnected from what's going on in the world. And I didn't think that I would be, like, so
obsessed,
glued to what was going on at Coachella this weekend. But I did not turn my TV on once. That's also because I opted to read this weekend instead of watch TV. But I also was realizing I was on my phone the whole weekend, like, wanting to see the looks, wanting to see what was happening. And we will be recapping all of it. But how was your weekend?
It was good. You know, it was a holiday. So it was a different kind of weekend for me. I'm not usually, like, you know, spending the entire weekend, like, not drinking, you know, with family. But it's nice. You know, it's actually crazy how long the weekends are when you're not, like, going hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much longer not, like, than I was used to.
And you're not waiting for your hangover to pass. You're not, like, wishing away hours yep. that are precious.
No, it's true. It's 100% true. So it felt like a really long weekend. It was good to be close to God, close to family.
Yeah. You hosted a beautiful Seder yes. on Friday night.
Thank you. Yes, I did.
Harold loved it. He came over.
The reviews
over.
Were rave.
He saw your apartment. He said it was stunning. He
Thank
loved
you.
What you did with the place.
Thank you so much.
And the food was delicious. He said compliments to the chef.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really nice evening.
Thank you so much. Yes. Oh my God. That feels like one eternity ago.
Yeah.
But yes, I hosted a Seder and then we did the second Seder with Ben's family. So it was nice, nice holiday. I'm on, what is it now? Day like 3 or 4 of not eating bread. It's a part of the Jewish holiday for those who don't know. And I am struggling. I'm so constipated. I've eaten so much matzah, which really blocks you up. Like if you ever have, you know what? When I had the stomach flu, I should have started eating matzah because that would have bound me up real tight. I'm a little like on edge because I haven't had pasta or pizza in like 3 or 4 days. And I'm just, we have to go up until I think Sunday this week. I'm yeah. fucking starving. Like I'm really hungry.
Damn. Okay. Well, don't take it out on me.
No, like, I am. I'm really hungry.
I busted my ass to get here. I've pumped like a million fucking times. I woke up so early. I literally, my eyes are like watery. Mm-hmm. And whenever I watch the show back after I've been on, because, you know, that's a fun thing to
of
do.
Of course.
It's a fun thing to do when you're not doing it every day.
Every single day.
You can like see the glassiness in my eyes.
You look great.
Thanks, girly.
And it's not glassiness in your eye. You've just got a sparkle in your eye.
That's just something cute about me.
You're just that girl.
I am that girl.
Yes.
So I'm sorry that you can't have your pizza and pasta. I mean, neither can I, but it hasn't really impeded what I've been eating the last few days. Like I was just like on a potato kick anyway.
Right. Potatoes are the saving grace of Pesach.
Potatoes, because, chips, and french fries.
Right. Because everything like I want to eat is chametz is the technical word for those who don't know. You can't eat like any, basically gluten.
Yeah.
Kind of. Because, you know, the Jews ran out of Egypt to escape slavery and they didn't have time for their matzah to rise. So that's why their bread to rise. So that's it became matzah like a cracker because the yeast didn't rise. So now to remember the suffering of our ancestors for like 8 days, we can't eat any gluten. And I'm upset. And the only thing that brings me solace is a french fry because it's not, I mean, technically if they're battered in like if you want to get technical, which
no, I don't want to
be clear. I'm not getting technical. Like some people will not have a fountain soda because the syrup in fountain soda is like corn syrup or whatever. I'm not that girl. Like, I will be having fountain soda, but I'm doing the basics. Like, obviously, I'm not slapping, you know, a piece of bread into my mouth.
Of course. And I don't want to get technical at all, and I often don't. And I believe that if Moses had access to French fries, like, he would have grabbed a handful. I also think, like, if he had a bag of pretzels, he would have taken them for the road.
Obviously, so, Moses was a smart man.
So, like, some of these conveniences, like, I think it's disrespectful to eat a flat-out piece of bread because Moses couldn't.
Right.
And Moses didn't.
And then we would be, like, rubbing our bread in Moses' face, and that's not cool.
100%. But Moses would have grabbed a pretzel rod if he had one.
No, and if there was like a 7-Eleven on the way out of Egypt, I know Moses would have stopped for a fountain soda, and therefore, so will I.
100%.
I just think to myself before I put it in my mouth, what would Moses want? And I know Moses wouldn't want me to suffer. So I'm struggling.
Yeah, but like the pasta, it does take time to cook. Moses couldn't.
No, of course, of course. So like the obvious ones, but like, you know, some people will, you know, depends on the varying levels of religiosity, but like a lot of people will do potato vodka, which is like a special kosher for Passover vodka, because I guess vodka is made from wheat. But I just know Moses was like, yeah, give me a shot.
No, Moses was like, Belvedere, check.
Yeah, no, shots for everyone.
If he had it in the house.
Right.
But no, just because he didn't go grocery shopping is not.
Why should I suffer?
No, no, no.
So I'm like so hungry. I had like, I'm just been eating like chicken. Like, I'm just so hungry.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
It's okay. It'll be fine.
It'll be
You'll
fine.
Have a big meal after.
We're like four or five. We're like almost halfway.
We're almost halfway. Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. And matzah's good. And you have like chocolate matzah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are giving up different things for Lent. So it's like we're all in the same boat.
Yes, agreed. So crazy weekend. Here to discuss and recap it all.
The revolve of it all.
The revolve of it all. Oh my God, yeah. So...
The revolve of it all.
So much to say. Do you want to wait till first story, which is like really Coachella
recap?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But tell me about Harry. How is he doing?
Everything is good. I can't believe... I don't know the last time I've been on the show. Like the days go by so quickly and I'm like, I was just here.
Right.
Like I was just doing the toast. And I don't
It was,
have...
I think, like 6 days ago. You were here last Tuesday.
Okay. I don't have too many updates for everyone, but things have been going well. Breastfeeding is going really well.
Good.
And that's... It's all good. I mean, I'm so fucking tired
all the time.
Yesterday I guess was like maybe a growth spurt, but he was just like cluster feeding all day. I was literally breastfeeding every hour. And the thing about like, you're supposed to technically, you do like every 2.5 to 3 hours when it's a normal stretch. Yeah. But that doesn't include the time spent breastfeeding. So if you're like breastfeeding for around like 40 minutes and the next one, that's 40 minutes into the 2.5 to 3 hours.
Is?
Yeah, it's from start to start. So it like, it's literally every hour.
That's fucked up.
It's messed up.
That's
yeah.
messed up.
It should be from the end. But
obviously.
I mean, your baby's hungry, so like, why are you...
What, were you going to let the kid cry while you just sit there with
just
your tits out?
Just to make a point. Just because like you think it should be longer.
Speaking of my child, you know, I don't want to worry everyone, but Theo has been rather ill. And he's going to the doctor today. So just prayers, positive thoughts.
Prayers up for Theo.
Prayers up for Theo. Hopefully everything's okay. It's just like a routine stomach flu. But he's just... unwell.
And he's not one to complain.
No.
And he is like, he's strong, you know?
Yeah, he's built like, what's the phrase we always say?
Strong like bull.
Strong like bull.
He is strong like bull. And so if he's
down
and out for the count, then something is amiss.
I know. So like now we have to, I'm like the type of dog, but I'm like, it's fine. But then it's like 4 or 5 days where he's not fine. And usually when I'm like, he's fine, he is fine a day later.
You know, Bryce has so many days like that.
Right. But now it's like enough time has passed, like he really needs to see a doctor. So that, and I have like Theo's stool sample like sitting on my dining room table. I don't know what to do with it. I double bagged it and I put
frame
it in.
Frame it, obviously.
I double bagged it.
Framebridge.com, code toast.
That's one of the sponsors today. I double bagged it and I put it in a Ziploc bag. And I was like, do I put this like in the freezer? Like I wasn't sure where to put it.
I think you leave it out.
Yeah, it's just chilling.
Sometimes you send a stool sample like through the mail and it's not... It's not frozen.
Yeah, no. So I just have to hang on to it until 3:30 when he goes to the doctor.
Okay.
So that's what I'll be doing today.
That's really fabulous.
Gorgeous.
This fabulous life of Claudia Asher.
The fabulous stool of Theo Soffer.
Beyond fabulous.
Stunning. Okay, so I feel like let's just get into it because like sitting here not talking about Revolve Fest is just a waste of my time.
Okay. So without further
ado,
prayers up for Dew. I know you guys don't like when I talk about Dew, when I say do,
prayers
but
up.
Like today is an important day for Dew. So 100%. Everyone just keep doing your thoughts. And Bryce, he's doing fantastic,
always.
By the way.
Happy for you.
So fucking cute. Without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Today's also Monday, which means we are unburdening ourselves at the end of this episode, and the submissions today are on another level.
Can't wait.
So I'm excited for that. And today's show is brought to you by Skylight. Nowadays, staying in touch with those we love is more important than ever, and the Skylight digital photo frame makes it easy. You can either email photos to it or upload them to your app anytime from anywhere. It's a great way to feel close to those you love, even when you're far away. Anyone in the family can send photos to the frame, so it's a great way to keep family members in touch. It sets up effortlessly in under 60 seconds, and even the least tech-savvy person can use it. It looks like a real photo frame, and it adds a beautiful touch to your home. It has a gorgeous 10-inch touchscreen where you can swipe through the photos with your finger, and you can even tap to thank the person who sent the photo. With Mother's Day coming up, you guys are always asking for the Skylight frame, so listen. They have 100% satisfaction guarantee, so if you don't love the Skylight, they'll give you a full refund. You can preload the photos with your favorite photos. For Mother's Day, you can surprise your mom with the photos that they didn't even know that you had. Moms are always like screenshotting Instagram. Like, you can just make it so easy for them to have a gorgeous photo of you, your family, your friends in their home. As a special holiday offer, you can get the $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code TOAST. That's right, $10 off your purchase of a Skylight frame when you go to skylightframe.com, enter code TOAST. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com, and that code is TOAST. Today's episode is also brought to you by FitOn, the number one premium fitness app, and it is redefining the workout experience. So FitOn workouts are always free to use. They offer workouts for all fitness levels that are super easy to follow, and you can access over 1,000 workouts anytime, anywhere with FitOn. They have workouts as short as 5 minutes, so there's no excuses to skip a workout, and over 10 million people have already used it, so you know that you're in good company. Whether it's strength training, toning, Pilates, yoga, kickboxing, you'll never get bored, and you can stream it on your TV or your laptop. So if you're traveling, you can do it in a hotel room. If you're working from home, you can do it from home in between meetings. You can take classes with world-class trainers like Cassie Ho, Jeanette Jenkins, and Caroline Pierce. They've been featured in Forbes, Us Weekly, People, Women's Health, and more. Jackie, I know you've had a very positive experience with FitOn. Can you tell me about some of the workouts you tried?
Yes, I love FitOn. I mean, I'm looking for all these different, you know, classes or things that I can do at home that are easy, that are effective, that really like target your target areas. And I think FitOn is a great resource for anyone who's trying to get in at-home workouts.
Join the over 10 million people getting their fit on. Work out for free anytime, anywhere. Text TOAST to 64,000 to join Fit On for free. That's TOAST, T-O-A-S-T, to 64,000. That's TOAST to 64,000. All right, let's dive into like what we need to talk about.
Coachella, weekend one, the only weekend that matters.
Well, you know what? Like, this has been such a clusterfuck of a weekend. I actually think that if you were going to Coachella, like, to enjoy the festival, like, go to weekend two.
Oh, yeah. But as far as, like, celebrities, parties, whatnot, influencers, it's weekend one that it all happens. But I agree. Like, if it were, like, Stagecoach and there were two weekends and I just really want to see, like, Luke Combs and enjoy my life, I would go the second weekend.
100%. People forget there's even a second weekend of Coachella.
Right, because everyone activates in the first weekend. And after 2 years of putting it off, there was a lot of activations to be had.
And it was, like, kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
I mean, just, like, on the base level, like, I was watching TikToks of people who, you know, bought tickets, whether it was general admission or VIP, who showed up to the festival and were turned away, like, that they were at capacity.
What?
Yeah, which is, like, if you're paying for a ticket, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit. I didn't see that. I haven't seen any TikToks, any other than, like, what you've sent me.
Right.
I feel like I could have probably had way more Coachella content if I was on TikTok, and I thought about it, but I was like, no, I will stick to Instagram stories and the people who I'm following who are there showing me the way.
So let's talk about the positives first. I have to say, I've been to Coachella, I've experienced Coachella, so I really didn't have a ton of FOMO because
no FOMO here,
because once you've been, like, you know. But I did think that the Harry Styles performance was everything of the sort, and that's something I would have liked to see. Even though, like, if you've been to Coachella, you know, like, watching it on the live stream is so much more of a pleasant experience. You really can't see anything at Coachella. It's, like, chaotic.
Yeah. His performance looked great. I had no FOMO. When I was, like, watching everything through my phone, it was just, like, out of sheer curiosity. And also, like, after 2 years of it being postponed, I was so curious to see, like, all the looks and the fashion, because I do feel like Coachella, even though it's, like, so extreme, like, you do get a lot of, like, fashion inspo for it.
Yes.
And, like, if there's a trend that's hitting, like, people go all out and you can see, like, what are the obvious trends.
Mm-hmm.
The fashion
silliness.
Which was really surprising. There was very few looks or people who I was like, oh, that is adorable.
No, I know. Everyone just looked kind of like silly with like just so many accessories. And then like seeing Hailey Bieber and Kendall walk in like literal t-shirts and shorts, just like how a music festival should be enjoyed. Like casual, it's like low key, very... They made everyone else look so dumb. Like, you're wearing 1,000 hats and rhinestones and sheer and necklaces. And, like, the coolest people are just wearing, like tank tops and denim shorts.
No, jeans and a t-shirt.
Right. It was, like, kind of sad.
Yeah. And I thought that was going to be the vibe for this year. Like, kind of paring everything down and just, like, really casual. I think it's, like, a TikTok aesthetic. Like, cool girl look or something.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, where like, Hailey Bieber style.
Pulled back.
And we got some of that, but we mostly got just, like, discarded looks from 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was just a lot. It was
all over the place, and there was no clear theme of, like, what is the current style? And maybe that's a sign of the times where it's, like, nobody knows how to dress anymore.
Right.
And
I think when it comes to Coachella specifically, I think people are just, like, throw the more shit on the better. More fringe, more beads, more hats, more everything. And they just looked kind of like... clowns.
Yeah, no, and
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. You look like fucking clowns.
2 years of wearing sweats, like, I think people just
forgot.
Are a little rusty.
Yeah.
There were some really good looks, though, so I'm not saying this about everyone, but in general, like, there was no clear theme that emerged.
Trends that emerged.
You know?
The things you wish you would have worn, yeah.
Yeah. There was nothing that I was like, oh, that's what I would have worn if I were there.
Right.
Now, Revolve is really, like,
the center.
The center of Coachella. They've done a really good job for themselves of, like, being the place for clothing, the place for a good time, the place for the famous people. Even Kim showed up.
Yeah, and you know, I actually saw this TikTok. I guess Revolve had this deck that they had sent around internally just of their Coachella strategy, and it leaked somehow, and it was really interesting, like how most retail brands will consider Q4 their highest time of year because of holiday sales. Mm-hmm. Coachella Q2 is actually Revolve's highest grossing time of year because there's no sales going on, but all these influencers, they give away like a bunch of free clothing, but all the influencers wearing clothes from Coachella is their like their top source of revenue throughout the year.
I mean, that makes so much sense. The amount, I mean, my whole feed is Revolve.
And that's why they can afford to spend millions and millions of dollars putting on Revolve Fest. For those who don't know, people seem to be very confused. It's not even a part of Coachella. When you go to Coachella, you know, the smaller acts, the lesser known artists will play during the day. And then starting at like 7 o'clock are like people you've heard of. So a lot of people don't even go to the festival until dark. And during the day, there's like not that much to do except like hang at your house and swim. So Revolve had this great idea to put on their own mini festival during the day when people usually aren't at the grounds yet.
Yeah, but it's mostly for like celebrities, influencers, but now it is so big. I mean, it looked like there were thousands of people there. Post Malone performed. Like, it is a festival unto itself. They also...
It's double the size when we were there.
Is that confirmed?
No, I'm just guessing.
No, but it was at the same place.
I know, but I think in terms of people.
And I think that's also because, like, Post Malone performed. Like, mm-hmm. They always have performers and stuff, but, like, their headliner, like, rivals Coachella now.
Yeah, and it is, up until recently, was invite only. So you were invited by Revolve either because you're an influencer or a celebrity or for whatever reason. But this year, they actually got a lot of heat before Coachella even happened because this email went around to a bunch of people that they shared on social media that was offering them an invite to Revolve Fest. But in order to get invited, you have to spend $2,000 on the website. So it's like, okay. And a lot of people said that was like greedy or whatever. And then now, knowing what actually ended up happening at Revolve Fest, people who did pay $2,000 on the website to not even be able to get in, like, that sucks.
Yeah. Is that what... So I want to talk about, like, the viral TikToks. I didn't see anything. And I feel like I even got an email, like...
Inviting.
Invite. Like, just, like, flagging Revolve Festival. If you're going to be there, like, mm-hmm. Let us know. Because now I'm like, here, bestie, it's back. If you're interested in attending... Say, this kindly note, this form does not guarantee entrance to Revolve Festival. An official invite will be sent once your form has been submitted. And there's nothing about spending $2,000, but maybe different influencers.
I think it's different tiers.
And also, I have to, like, submit my thing, and then maybe they would get back to me with something.
So it takes place at the Merv Griffin Estate, which is an iconic Real Housewives of Orange County reference.
If you know, you know.
And basically, if you were staying at the festival with Revolve, they had their own hotel, if you were like a Revolve influencer, you were totally taken care of.
Of course, but there's only like 50 people, yeah, max.
If you got invited to the festival in any other way, either by purchasing a ticket, I know they were like using promoters in LA, any other way, you were told to show up to this like abandoned field in the middle of the desert for a shuttle to take you, and nobody knew where the party was, so they had to rely on these shuttles. Mm-hmm. And apparently what happened is like the buses never came. People were standing outside in a field in 100 degrees, fainting. There was no water, no shade, no food, and no one there being like, here's what's going on. It was just kind of a chaotic mess of like hundreds and hundreds of influencers like stranded in a desert.
Okay, but I saw footage from like, and everyone's saying Revolve Festival, Fyre Festival. And I just, as someone who's like watching it from a distance, like, I'm sorry, no, it's not. Like, they put on a festival. There were thousands of people there. So if you're saying only like the Hotel Revolve people were able to go straight there and everyone else had to take buses, that means they did bus in thousands of people to get there.
And apparently like the Revolve verbiage to the people who were there was like, show up on time. And I think one or two, maybe 3 hours after you were told to show up, it became chaos at the shuttle station.
Got it. And I mean, it's hard because things go viral on TikTok and like people take such pleasure in this like takedown culture, and it's people just like live for the schadenfreude. And I'm just like not feeling it on this one. Like, yes, that is such a fucking bummer to have to wait there. And but they did have buses and they did have infrastructure and the festival was happening and plenty of people got there. Definitely way more than they bargained for.
But they oversold.
And at a certain point, like if you can't get on the bus or the bus isn't coming, like you go to the festival. Now, we all saw that one girl who came to Palm Springs just to go to Revolve Festival. She didn't even buy tickets to... She's the video who's going viral.
Oh, I didn't see. Sorry. I'm not sure.
Okay. She like was explaining her experience. She was invited to Revolve Festival, probably got the email. She's an influencer, and waited all day for the shuttle from 1 o'clock to 7 o'clock and couldn't get on because the people who were getting on were the beasts.
Right. Like shoving just, like, to shoving, the front.
And like, that's not her style. And she didn't even buy tickets to Coachella. She only came to Palm Springs to go to the Revolve Festival. Sad. She said like she missed Easter with her family because like she was going to do this. And like, I'm sorry, but that's on you. Like, people have choices. Yeah. And you chose that. And like, sure, it sucks. How your weekend turned out. And like, yeah, in a perfect world, you would have, everything would have been, you know, organized to perfection. A T. But like, that's what happens when thousands of people want to go to Revolve Festival.
So here's where I think Revolve is culpable.
Okay.
You cannot make someone pay for a ticket to an event that they can't get into.
Did they pay for tickets?
I believe some of them did.
Okay, because up until you just saying this to me, I assume Revolve Festival is free.
So another video that I saw was like there were four lines for the shuttles, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they all had different tiers, I guess. And I think, and they said for the first couple hours, only people from line one were getting on the buses. I have to imagine that those were people who paid.
You don't think it's people with the most followers?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. And like, I don't know what Revolve is valuing, but I just know for a fact that there are people who paid for an event and weren't able to go. And like, that is fucked up. And that's like criminal.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But I've been operating under the premise that it is free because it's always been free.
So I'm not 100% sure then, but I agree. Like, you...
And I haven't seen any TikToks or anything, but I only saw a few that said that they paid.
So I agree. Like, you, out of your own volition, spent your own time, like, waiting for an event, and it clearly wasn't going to happen, and you decided to stay there, and, like, that is on you. And that's, like, your choice. But I also think, and I've always felt this way, like, when at Coachella, like, the whole environment, not even Revolve, but just Coachella in general, like, feels just, like, dangerously close to an emergency. Like, it's in the desert. It's so hot. It's so remote. There's a shortage of cabs, a shortage of everything, because Palm Springs is not designed to have hundreds of thousands of people flocking to it for 4 days. So the whole event feels like dangerously close to like something bad
and it's
happening.
Like so hot.
It's ungodly.
Everyone's drinking, which dehydrates you.
It's always just felt to me like a little scary. And I agree. Like if this was, and I wish I knew more logistics on like the paying versus the not, but if it's like a totally free event that you wanted to go to and you weren't able to go to and you decided to spend 5 hours standing in the hot, that is on you. But also keep in mind, like, I can't imagine it was easy to get an Uber out of that shuttle station.
No, no, but it's hard to get an Uber out of Coachella.
Right.
It's just hard in general.
In general. So I think there is responsibility on Revolve, like, for having... knowing that many people were going to show up at a shuttle station and not having the infrastructure to get all those people there. And maybe that's what they wanted. They wanted to like create hype and make it like exclusive. And then they got to capacity and like no one could come. Mm-hmm. So I think like when you're having people show up in 100-degree heat in the middle of the day with no water, no shelter, and then not even buses showing up. Like,
Saw buses, and they were coach buses, too.
So I saw videos with buses, but, like, people were saying these were literally the only buses that came over the 4 or 5 hour period that I was there.
Okay, so then how did the thousands of people that I saw at Revolve Festival Malone get there?
I believe those people were on time to the shuttle station.
Got it.
But again, you really can't know unless you were there.
I guess they could have said to everyone, like, we're at capacity. Like,
go home.
Please go home. I think also what I saw was, like, there were people there, like, security, quote mm-hmm. unquote, who were supposed to be, like, counselors who were supposed to be organizing everyone. And they weren't doing anything. But it's also, like, you see the behavior of all of these swarms of people who are, like, there's no containing them.
No, I agree. Like, there is an amount of personal liability on the people who decided to stand out there for 6 hours to see Post Malone. Like, it's not jail. Like, you could leave. You could go to the festival. You could go back to your house. You could go get water. You could go to a restaurant. Go to Taco Bell. Have a soda. Like, Revolve is culpable in the sense that, like, it seemed like their event was chaotic.
But not the event. The event itself.
The logistics around the event were chaotic.
The transporting people there was
But
chaotic.
Also, where's the personal liability for, like, you deciding
not to spend Easter with your family, not to get Coachella tickets, just to fly across the country and miss the holiday to spend one day at Revolve Festival, which, if you've ever seen it, like, it's just a content farm. Like,
right.
Yeah, I think a lot of times it is more fun than it actually looks, but it's not, like, a real
thing. It's a content farm. That's the perfect, like, you walk around, there's sick things happening, and no one's really paying attention. They're taking pictures.
Like, you go on the rides to take a picture, and, like, because everybody's really working.
Yeah, right.
You know? And it's not in any
shady negative way.
I actually think, like, considering everybody's working and it is, like, just a photo op, it's actually more fun than
a classic work event.
Right. But
no,
that's what you chose to do.
I agree with what you're saying. There's liability on everyone. Like, you made that decision to stand with all these people.
And trust me, if it were me, like, I would be so fucking pissed. Like, mm-hmm. And I don't know if I would make a TikTok or Instagram story, like, exposing.
Because it's low-key, like, embarrassing that I decided to, like, thirst out so hard, stand, like, with all these people when clearly it wasn't happening. Like, go back to your house.
Yeah. You're yeah. Fine. Or if you're going to come to the desert for a weekend, like, make a weekend out of it, get Coachella tickets, have options.
Yeah.
Because Coachella weekend is all about trying to get into parties that you might not get into.
Right.
For everyone, mm-hmm. unless you're Kim Kardashian.
Right. Right. You know? No, it's true. It's true.
We've been there.
Oh, been there big time. I mean, I don't think anything on the scale as big as this.
No. But, like, the frustration, like, even if you guys weren't waiting at a designated location, even if you're waiting outside the actual party.
Right, like, with the bouncers.
Right. They can only let so many people in. It would have been a different, like, the same situation even if you're just waiting outside the Merv Griffin estate.
Right.
But it's just fucking chaos everywhere.
No, and I think, like, the real reason why people are pissed is because where they were told to wait and ended up waiting for so many hours was in the middle of the day, high heat, no shade.
The desert?
No water, the desert, no, you know, tent for them to stand under. Like,
I saw a tent.
You did?
Yeah, I saw a tent.
Oh, I didn't see a tent. What I was told is, like, there's no shade, no water, no resources. So leave. That's the point. Leave. And it'll take you a long time to leave. But, like, deciding to stand there for 6 hours.
Your tent.
Oh, tent. Yes, tent. deciding to stand there for 6 hours, that's on you.
Yeah.
That's, and maybe not what you want to hear, but that is on you. Like, wanting, like, the desperation to get into Revolve Fest. So that's what you did.
And it's just, it's not Fyre Festival.
Right, no, because the festival itself, the event where the grounds where the event were actually happening was a smash
they
success.
Had
Post
a
Malone,
festival.
Jack Harlow, food, drinks, carnival rides, thousands of people. It was, but they oversold the event.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm just learning now that tickets were sold, because up until now, there was some sort of, like, money exchange. I just thought it was
for
a free
lot
event.
Of people.
Yeah, but also I think people are also pissed because, like, Kim was there and clearly, like, they probably paid her.
Yeah.
And so it's like they have all this money for things like that, but they are not paying for more buses.
But I think that's
water,
like,
water at the transport
but
station.
But that's also, like, the core, one of the core tenets of, like, nightlife and partying is, like, exclusivity.
Yeah.
So if everyone can go to a party, it ain't that cool.
Yeah.
So that's just, like, a marketing strategy.
Yeah.
So I think Revolve is definitely, like, liable in some regards, but I think also it's important that every person who decided to stay 6 hours in the sun when they knew they probably weren't getting to the party, like, and were just desperate to be at Revolve Fest, like, there needs to be personal liability taken.
Accountability. And how long would you have waited?
Me? I'm really not good in the heat. Like,
yeah, but it would have been the both of us, so, like, I would have made you wait
20 minutes.
20 minutes. I think...
No, knowing me, like, I'm a Bulvan, I would have found out where the party was and, like, took an Uber straight to the party and, like, hopped a fence.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder if you have... If you took an Uber straight to the party, like, if you could walk into the party.
They were very intentional about not letting people know where it was. And we know where it was because we've been there twice before. But most people don't know where the actual grounds are.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to take an Uber straight there, they wouldn't even know what address to put in the location.
Okay, but if you knew the address, could you walk through the door? Or you had to come in through a bus?
I think you could have walked through the door. But once you got to the door, you were told that they were at capacity. It just depends on who you are. And they give out wristbands of different colors for different tiers. Like, if you have a certain wristband, you can get into the private club area.
Yeah,
if you have
yeah.
a certain other color wristband, you just get to walk the grounds. So I think depending on what wristband you had, if they were at capacity, if you had, like, a really special wristband, they would let you in. But once they were at capacity and you just had the regular general admission wristband, it was like, nah.
Got it. Okay.
But you're right. It is a free event for most people, I think, which means that not everyone is going to get...
To come. And if I mean, the idea, the what you're telling me about the Coachella Festival being at capacity and people yes, not being able to get in,
that's fucked up. Yes, I heard that too, that Coachella was turning people away, especially the first night, because Harry's stage crowd size had like one of the biggest in Coachella history.
Wow. It looked great, his performance.
It looked amazing. Shania Twain was there. It was everything of the
Such
sort.
Such an interesting choice. Like, you bring out one person and it's Shania Twain. Here for it completely.
But it's actually surprising. Not that interesting if you, like, are One Direction Harry Stan. Like, he has been obsessed with Shania really? Twain forever. You're Still the One is, like, one of his favorite songs. When he was on tour with Kacey Musgraves, she opened for him. Every night she would come back out and sing that song, like a duet, really beautiful harmony with him. It's, like, one of his favorite songs.
Oh, cute.
So he's, like, a Shania girly.
Cute.
And I thought it was, like, the perfect collab.
Yeah, no, people were living for it and it was so good. She killed it.
Olivia Wilde was there too, like frolicking around the field in her fur coat.
Also, it felt like very low on celebrities this year.
Yes.
Like, it used to be like a celebrity playground, like, so you would spot them everywhere. Like, now, of course, there's influencers and there were a handful of like traditional celebrities, mm-hmm. but a lot less than usual.
Yeah, it was just like Hailey, Kardashians.
And that's because
Justin performed Peaches with
Daniel Caesar. During his thing.
His set.
And also the Kardashians were there because they always do Eastern Palm Springs. And like 818 was at Revolve. So right. It was just like, let's check out the festival.
There was a limited showing from like A-list talent.
Yeah. There's usually like so many models. Vanessa Hudgens, where was she?
Oh yeah, Coachella girly.
The Coachella queen.
Totally.
You know?
All in all, I was just like really living for the content. In terms of influencers and their looks, I think like honestly everyone looked stupid except for Shannon Ford looked amazing. But she is that girl, yeah. So she has no choice but to be that girl. I thought Sophia LaCourte looked great.
I thought Sophia LaCourte looked amazing.
And that's really it.
I thought the Sabotage girls looked so cute and Sophie Soo-Chan was my best dress of the whole weekend.
Agreed.
And day three, I just saw it was sickening as well. So it had like a butterfly top.
Yeah, but overall, just like everyone was like doing the most, trying the hardest. And overall, like at a glance, looking at the event, you know, from a bird's eye perspective, it was a bunch of like losers being losers, you know? And if you've been there, like, you just know it's even more losery in person, you know?
Yeah, yes and no, because, like, every time we've been, we actually have, like, a genuinely good time.
But that's us. Like, we are not and content. We, like, take one picture and then we're tired and we're like, okay, can we please, like, just enjoy?
Right, and you know what? And if we weren't having a good time, we would leave.
Right, and, like, we just know how to have fun. Like, we found pot. We were just, like,
For the first time ever.
We were like, should we smoke? Like, we were, like, saying, should we do acid? We were like, should we smoke pot? And we had so much fun. Like, we really enjoyed the festival. We didn't do, like, a ton of parties. And so I think there's definitely a way to have a lot of fun at Coachella. But I just think with each year that passes, it becomes more and more of, like, a work obligation.
Yeah.
And less fun, which is why Stagecoach is the weekend to go.
Yeah.
There's no parties, like, corporate greed. It's just
I also music. Feel like in the past, there have been so many competing parties during the day. And I feel like most other brands have given up now.
Yes.
It's been like Revolve, take the wheel. Or a lot of brands activate at Revolve. Like every single station is branded. Mm-hmm. And those brands are paying for the event. I'm sure Revolve spends a lot less money than people
yeah,
think.
Yeah, totally. And they always have sponsors. Like when the last time we were there, what's that food delivery?
DoorDash.
DoorDash was like the number one sponsor. They have tons of sponsors. You're right. It's definitely an expensive party to throw and they definitely spend a couple million dollars, but not
of their money specifically.
Yes. No, I think they spent a couple million dollars of their own money specifically, but the whole event in its entirety cost $20 million with all the performers, the grounds, the food, the liquor, everything, the carnival rides. It's
plus,
insane.
I mean, hotel.
Hotel. Oh, and then also paying
the girls.
The girls, the influencers, like the top tier influencers who actually get to go with Revolve, paying them. It's a very expensive event, but they don't pay for all of it.
Yeah, I think a lot less than people would think.
Yeah. So it was just very interesting. I hope everyone who stood outside in the desert is recovered and is really thinking about their choices.
I agree. But
because you know what? At
sucks.
The end of the day, Revolve, totally liable. But you did stand out there for all those hours knowing you probably weren't going to make it. Like, you did do that.
You did.
And for what? So you could get an Instagram? Like, that's where that's where our values are right now.
As a society, like, our priorities
are fucked
out
up.
Of whack.
Yeah, I agree.
Out of fucking whack.
Agreed.
Go home for Easter.
Go home.
Are you ready for our next story? You
yes,
feel
ma'am.
Coachella'd out?
Coachella.
Any other performances that stood out to you?
No. Like, all...
Megan Thee Stallion's performance looked amazing.
Just from, like, stalking TikTok, all... Maybe I got into a rut because I watched so much Harry content. I was only served Harry content.
Got it.
That's all I saw.
Oh, and of course, like, Harry content we fucking love. And
right.
Did you know that his new album's called Harry's House? I'm going to have to buy all the merch.
So apparently the merch at Coachella was so sick.
Did anyone get me anything? Bring
totally.
It to Claudia's meet and greet.
You can find it on Poshmark for $1 million.
I drank out of my Ray Dogg mug this morning.
You did?
I meant
do you feel
to
different?
Take a picture. I do feel different. I just want to say, like, I understand why we're all laughing at Ray Dunn, but I also understand the love and the hype.
No, of course.
Like, it's so cute.
Do you want more?
Like, don't get crazy, but,
okay.
Like, if you guys are thinking, like, would Jackie want Ray Dunn to bring to the meet and greet? Like, yeah.
Okay, no,
I fuck with it.
I'll do some searching.
It's just, it was, and Zach saw my mug. He's like, what a cute mug. Who got that for you? He's like, not you. I said the toasters. I'm feeling this Ray Dunn.
She's a Ray Dunn girly.
I'm a Ray Dunn girly.
Yes.
Okay, switching gears completely, because Rihanna would never.
Mm-hmm.
The influencer blogger is apologizing for the reckless Rihanna and ASAP Rocky rumor that started last week. So I saw
that didn't start, that he started.
That he started, that like everyone just
believed.
That got so much press, but this person like I never heard of. And now it's like completely untrue.
Yeah, of course. And like I just hate shit like this. Like, first of all, I hate that as a society we just like believe what random people on the internet say.
Yeah.
Especially when I was reporting on this last week, I've never heard of this influencer, but his claim to fame is like Vogue or Paper Magazine refer to him as the messiest fashion influencer on the internet right now. So like he's known for being like a menace and we all just believed in like these are real people. I just hate this shit.
These are real people. She is so pregnant. Like, who needs this?
And they're back in Barbados now. I think she's probably going to give birth there.
That's what I saw.
Which is so cute. They seem to be very happy. I like hate this man.
Yeah. Well, he's apologizing. He said, last night I made a dumb decision to tweet some information I had received. I'm not going to talk about sources, blame others for a discussion that was started because at the end of the day, I made the decision to drop that tweet, press send, and put that out with my name on it. I'd like to formally apologize to all parties I involved with my actions and for my reckless tweets.
This is like so embarrassing. And to the general public who hadn't heard of this guy, like this is going to be our association with him for a very long time. And now I just like, if I ever read anything with his name in it, I'm just going to be like, liar.
Credibility is shot.
Out the window. And especially with like a pregnant woman, like you just don't do that. Like you
right.
can't, now she's probably like so stressed. Like it's just,
actually,
it's
sure,
fucked
like,
up.
For Rihanna, like she's fine,
yeah.
You know, but like to say you heard this rumor and say whether or not it was true or not, like to put that out there when she is like so pregnant, it's just what are you trying to achieve?
No, and the rumor got like so far as to Amina Mowati having to put out a statement.
Right.
So it wasn't nothing. It wasn't harmless. Like,
no,
it was harmful.
It caused harm.
It was harmful. Full of harm.
Full of it.
And these are just people who I don't think deserve harm.
No.
Don't get me wrong. There are definitely people out there who deserve harm. Like, I have a whole list. Rihanna, ASAP, and Amina Mowati are not those people.
No, they are not.
And I just hate people whose like claim to fame on the internet is like just starting stuff.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot of that recently.
Because you get rewarded for it in this culture.
You
like,
do,
you become
like,
famous. Your lies become facts. Like, people are upset. Like, we live in this moronic culture where we just believe everything we read. So people like this guy, I'm not even sure of his name, are going to become, like, sources.
Yeah.
So one random guy said something on the internet. I say shit all the time. No one listens to me. Like, why now?
No.
Why this rumor?
It's that. It's, like, just making shit up about people, which we see a lot. But it's also, like, this just, like, complain culture, which brings it back to the Revolve Fest of, like, just something didn't go your way. You're going to complain about it. Like, and everyone is just going to live for it. And I'm just not really, even if your gripe is valid.
Legitimate, yeah. But this is completely illegitimate. You can't just make stuff up about people.
Yeah.
And you know what? If Rihanna wanted to, like, she probably has grounds to sue for libel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just make some random fucking shit up and press send.
Yeah.
Where is the accountability?
Yeah.
And I never want people to get sued. But I do think it would, like, set a precedent for, like, the next time some TikToker is like, yeah, I had sex with Kanye West.
You might think twice.
You might think twice.
You might still do it.
But you think twice.
You might have thought twice.
Yeah.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah. No.
You're not ready. I don't think you're ready.
I mean, is it the story that's brought to you by Framebridge?
Every story is brought to us by Framebridge.
If you want to frame your dog stool sample or any other precious memory, check out Framebridge. Here's how it works. They are the easier and more affordable way to frame your favorite things, and you never have to leave your house. So whether it's art prints, diplomas, photos in your phone, you can Framebridge just about anything. And with Mother's Day around the corner, they make the perfect gift. How it works is you'll go to framebridge.com, upload your photo directly from your phone, or they can send you packaging if you have a physical photo you want to mail. You'll preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts, choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers, and then the experts at Framebridge will custom frame your item, deliver it, your finished piece to your door, and it'll be ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you'd pay at the framing store, their prices start at just $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when you use the code TOAST. They also have in-person stores now where you can work with some of their sickening designers in New York, DC, Atlanta, Philly, Boston, and Chicago. So if there's something on your phone that you just want to get off and frame, if you think you have a nice photo of you and your mom for Mother's Day or something she might like, get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift at framebridge.com, and you can use the promo code TOAST to save an additional 15% off on your first order. Framebridge.com, promo code TOAST. Framebridge.com, promo code TOAST.
Love it. Our girly Jessica Simpson is saying she loves her body at every size after weight loss.
Queen doing queen things.
Yeah,
Jessica Simpson is a queen.
So she did an interview, and there are just like so many precious quotes that I want to share. The singer, who has lost 100 pounds three separate times, said in a new interview that she has the experience to understand women and what they want out of life and their clothes. She said, I understand the mentality of all women, and I understand loving where you're at or wanting more or wanting something better. I understand that. She said she had to grapple with weight struggles all in the public eye, but finally has gotten to a place where she is comfortable and amazed in her skin. She said, I always celebrate my body. The fact that it made children is unreal, she said of her three kids. But you just don't ever think you're going to fit back into things. I feel you, girl. It's crazy. A woman's body is phenomenal in what it can do. She recently shared a photo of herself wearing a bikini to flaunt her figure and credited her results to hard work, determination, and self-love. She admitted that she cried tears of joy at reaching the milestone after having been devastated by her size at the end of her pregnancies. She said that she threw out her scale following years of body image struggles after she had her kids.
I just love her.
This just speaks to my soul right now.
I just, you know, if I had to get married again, which I hope to never do.
You would marry Jessica Simpson?
No, I think that, like, I really do believe no one on the planet understands a woman's body better than her. And, like, I would have her make my wedding dress, like, if that was an option.
Okay.
Well, you I would still also marry her if that was an option.
I just didn't know where you were going with it.
I think this is all, like, I think all a lot of the interviews she does right now is to promote her as, like, a designer, because, you know, she now owns 100% of her Jessica Simpson collection company, and so that's very much, like, her priority. And it's true, like, when I think of buying clothing, like, I want to buy it from someone like Jessica Simpson, who's been all sizes, who knows what you need at a bigger size or at a smaller size. And just because you need a bigger size doesn't mean you have to wear an ugly fucking smock dress. I trust this woman with my life.
I totally agree.
I take a bullet for her.
You would.
100%.
You're taking a lot of bullets.
That's me. But I really, and I say that as like a euphemism, but with Jessica Simpson, it's 100% facts.
It really is. Just when you think, like, she's been kind of quiet recently, and ever since like the fanfare from us.
From the
over
book.
Her book, like, I just.
But also
I
from
love,
everyone.
I love
us.
Like every few months, like a re-upping of Jessica Simpson's stanhood. And especially now when she's like speaking directly to me about what it feels like to
postpartum.
Not be sure if your clothes are ever going to fit again. And honestly, reading this just gives me like more hope and patience is really what requires. Like, I'm not trying to be hard on myself or anything, but like a girl's got to dress. A
girl's got to eat. Literally.
Like a girl's got to be clothed.
Yeah, right. No, I completely agree. I think Jessica Simpson is all of us. Like, she's truly. Like,
a woman of the people.
She's an American woman, you know?
She is.
I just love this queen with every fiber of my being, following her on Instagram. She gives off Britney Spears vibes with, like, a lot of emojis and a lot of, like, unique angles, but we live for it. We live for it.
It's not completely comparable. She does like
it. No. I didn't say it was the same. Vibe. I said it gives off a little bit of the energy.
Okay. I feel that, but you just can just tell she's excited about what she's posting.
I just love her. Like she always gives us a glimpse. She lives this just lavish life. She just recently posted about a birthday party for one of her kids that I forget the theme, but it was like something themed, and she went all out, and it was like a beautiful party at her property in Malibu. Like it was. She gets like overlooked a lot, I think, because she's not so in the public eye anymore. But when we think of like celebrities, we'd want to, you know, switch lives for a day. Like, yeah. Need to see that house.
Yeah.
She, like, people forget, like, she's rich.
Yeah.
Rich, rich.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for her. And I'm like, you know, 80% happy, like 20% jealous.
That's healthy for you.
Yeah. Okay. Like 70-30, but yeah.
Still healthy.
60-40.
Are you ready for our next story? The drama, which I have yet to discuss with you, but I know you've talked about it a few times, mm-hmm. of Elon Musk mm. trying to buy Twitter, and the Twitter board is now adopting a poison pill plan to thwart Elon from buying Twitter for the proposed $43 billion takeover that he is trying to enact.
And tell me what a poison pill is, because you know I have no idea.
So basically, they are trying to get other people to buy more shares by devaluing the price of their stock, therefore like diluting. Oh my
God. It's literally like the Gilded Age.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he did when those, you know, church elders tried to oust him?
No, he bought up all his stock because he could.
Right.
But I don't think that these board members can. If you've seen the list of board members and how much stock they own, aside from Jack, the initial founder, not one of them owns more than 1%. Elon is now at 9%.
Yeah, so I don't like fully understand the economics behind all of this, but I do understand.
It's a lot.
But here's what I understand. I understand simple like business logic, and I understand that Twitter is beyond irrelevant. As a platform, I don't think they generate a lot of revenue. And I just think in the social ecosystem, like they're literally the worst app. Everyone would agree. You know, kids coming of age in social media have every single social media app except for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So here is a guy, for whatever his own reasons are, like wants to give you $50 billion for your irrelevant, stupid app. Take it. Like, that's just business.
But the thing is, they don't want the money. They want control and they want power and they want the ability to content moderate, censor what goes on Twitter, and that Elon wants the opposite.
So I just feel like, for me, like, money is always gonna win. And if I was a shareholder, I'd be like, fuck this, I want out of this loser company.
The thing is, like, at a certain point, if they continue to like make bad financial decisions on behalf of the shareholders, it is a public company, shareholders can sue.
But they would
literally rather get into that mess than let Elon take the wheel.
And what is Elon's plan for Twitter? Like, well, just for, like,
he's been like running all these funny polls on his things about changes that he would make, like things like an edit button,
right,
which is now coming. But in general, he wants free speech. So I think the plan would be to be a little more hands off.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, what else was he asking people if they would want? Like just tweaks to the
platform.
To the platform.
Like different features.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't I really don't understand, because for me, like, I'm always gonna lead with money. Like, whatever decision is gonna make me the most money, and that's just me being a smart businesswoman. And maybe these, like, you know, close-minded shareholders like can't see my vision, but my vision leads with green. And I just don't understand, like, I would be embarrassed to be on the Twitter board, because like it's like the loseriest company, and I can't imagine you make a lot of money from being,
especially like, if you're like turning down money
So like someone comes, like, let's say this is like, for me, this is the analogy, like I'm on this sinking ship and I'm gonna die, and someone's like, here, you want a life raft? I'm like, nah,
right?
Like, I don't understand. Because for me, I'm always going to take the $43 billion. But maybe I'm just not like other girls.
Maybe you're not like other board members.
I'm not like other investors. That's for damn sure.
No, I think it's them who are not like other investors.
Yeah.
I think most investors are interested in the green, generally speaking.
But, you know, people really don't like Elon Musk. And I know, like, billionaires are not, you know, universally loved. But I was seeing some stuff going on Twitter, just like different reactions to when Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post. And I didn't even know that he owned the Washington Post, the newspaper. And everyone was like, woohoo. And then Elon wants to buy Twitter. I'm like, it's bad. So I don't really understand. But that's, I think, just people's like
biases.
Yeah. So for me, I just don't understand like not wanting $43 billion. That's kind of where my head is stuck.
Yeah. And I don't understand not wanting to give the reins to Elon. Like, everything he touches turns to gold.
It's true. He's the richest man on the planet. No, I don't want your help. Like, couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me. Go
maybe
Elon.
If Elon isn't.
Elon.
If Elon is Elon. If Elon is in the business of purchasing media companies, like, we are for sale.
We are for sale. But I think
that... Because one thing about me is I can be bought.
100%.
100%.
But I don't know what Elon would even want to do with us. Like, I think he would be like, and plus we are no, so, we speak so glowingly about him.
Yeah, like, no, he would literally be like, here's $43 billion. Keep doing what you're doing.
That I could agree to.
No, that's a deal. So I just wanted to put it out there because he's obviously just like writing checks. We are for sale. We can be bought.
Yes, we can.
And we will say whatever you want us to say because Teslas are the best cars on the planet. And all these billionaires who want to go to space, no one does it quite like Elon. Ooh. And he's so handsome and just the perfect father and a wonderful person. So we would like $43 billion. Thank you.
Where's the lie, though?
$43 billion, please.
Where's the lie? Are you ready for a fifth and final story? A little cargo news?
Sure, like cargo pants?
No, like cargo ships.
Oh, because, Evergreen?
Yeah, Evergreen's like sister ship got stuck in Chesapeake Bay and everybody's people are quaking. And it's like,
and everyone wants to recreate the magic of the Suez, but it's
you
not.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't. If Evergreen got stuck in the Suez again, it would not be the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
All of these copycats.
Try as you may. And I know that this guy got stuck in the Chesapeake on purpose because he wanted attention. And I'm just saying, we're not giving you the attention. You will never be Suez. You will never be 2020 Evergreen moment. You're a fraud. You are fake. No matter how many Chanel bags you borrow, you will never be a lady.
100%. These copycats have got to quit it. And also, you're fucking with our cargo now.
You know, now it's not funny. Like, you wanted attention, but like now, you know.
Like, we could sacrifice.
The supply chain.
We could sacrifice what was on that ship because the Suez situation brought us together.
Of course.
But this, now you're just messing with people's furniture orders.
No,
stop
and you're messing with the supply chain, and the supply chain is already fractured. Like, stop.
It's not the vibe.
No, yeah, like, so suddenly, you know, for centuries, everyone has known how to drive a cargo boat. But up until this year, it's like everyone forgot.
Thirsty fucking cargo ships.
Thirsty attention whores. Stop.
Well, after weeks of tugging, pulling, digging, and dumping, the 1,095-foot cargo ship Ever Forward was pried from the muddy clutches of the Chesapeake Bay on Sunday morning. So the
such catastrophe loser energy.
Is beyond.
Loser energy. Like, stop. We see right through you and all your antics.
This is not what we need.
And this is not what we were referring to.
No. And like, these things have to be organic and it just feels planned at this point.
No, it's giving fraudulence.
It is.
And try as you may, like, you will never be the Evergreen Suez moment. But keep trying, sweetie.
Yeah.
Actually, don't keep trying, okay? Because some of us are waiting for our furniture deliveries for 7 months and like, you're fucking with it.
100%.
100%.
And I feel as though
you nice try, though.
That. And I feel like maybe they got confused because, like, for example, we were so here for the Suez moment. Like, it was my favorite story of 2020.
Same.
And so maybe they thought they were giving us more. And I just needed to let everyone know and put that in there to let you guys know to stop. It is not the vibe.
Yeah, it's just like, it's giving loser. And that's on you being a loser. So that's something you have to live with. I'm going to move on with my life and I'm going to unburden myself.
There's a lot of things that are giving loser today.
I know, my God. But like, that's... Ever since, what was that story that we initially started Loser Energy from?
Caroline Calloway.
Right. There was like that big influencer scandal. And I don't really remember what happened, but
the
it just seemed like.
The girl was writing her captions. And then the girl like wrote an expose about it. And everyone was like, the girl.
And it just seemed like everyone, girl included, like was being losers.
It was loser on loser crime.
And once you just kind of look at the world and like every situation as just really seeing like the true loser energy within every person, you will feel so free.
Yeah.
And like looking at every situation, like if you were sitting on your couch this weekend being like, oh, I wish I was at Coachella, just see them all as losers and everything will change. Everything has changed. With that, I think we should unburden ourselves.
Please.
So Unburden Yourselves is our Monday segment where you can write in and unburden yourself with something embarrassing you did over the weekend. And we're just going to help you feel better about it. We're not going to try and change you. We're just going to take that burden and
squash
on
it.
So
release it.
Thank you. You can write in to unburden yourselves at unburdenyourselves@gmail.com, and it is always anonymous, and we're just gonna help you un that burden. And Unburden Yourselves is brought to you by Bull and Branch, the number one best sheets on the planet. I've got them all. Are you guys okay?
We're gonna take that burden and on it.
Bull & Branch uses the best 100% organic cotton threads on earth for superior softness and a better night's sleep. Their sheets aren't just buttery, breathable, and impossibly soft to start, but they get softer with every wash. So I have the signature hem sheets. I have them in white for my king-size bed, and it is their best seller for a reason. They use the highest quality threads on earth. They're made with luxurious threads that have even been beloved by three U.S. presidents. They feel buttery to the touch and are super breathable, so they're perfect for every season. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 9 versatile colors and in all sizes. So that's twin up to California King, and you'll immediately feel the difference in their iconic signature sheets. They also offer other products. Like, I have the waffle throw. It's everything of the sort. And best of all, Boll & Branch gives you a 30-night risk-free trial with free shipping and returns on all orders. If you miss the Boll & Branch April sale, our listeners can get exclusive access to a post-sale 20% off site-wide discount through the end of April with the promo code TOAST at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com. Promo code TOAST for 20% off through the end of April. Okay, first girly girl is unburdening herself after an uncomfortable dinner with her in-laws. Mm. Hi, ladies, longtime listener, first time unburdener. This past weekend, I was with my boyfriend's family for Easter. One of the nights we went out to dinner, it was a nicer restaurant, so I wore a cute little sundress. The city we were in is hot, but the restaurant was freezing, and I didn't bring a sweater, and my dress was strapless. Throughout the meal, my boyfriend's mom kept offering me her sweater, and it was really sweet of her, but it was so cold in the restaurant, I kept declining because I felt bad that she'd be cold.
That's nice.
She offered several times, but I declined for a while. I ended up going to the bathroom, and as I look in the mirror while washing my hands, I notice that my nipples are beaming through my dress. Like, full-blown high beams, I could have taken someone's eye out if they got too close. I immediately wanted to die because then it occurs to me that my boyfriend's sweet mother definitely saw and was offering the sweater to help me out, and I stupidly declined. I put all my hair in front of my face to cover my nips for the rest of the evening, and I prayed no one else saw. Of course, I texted my boyfriend from the table, and he was cracking up. Meanwhile, I was melting in my own embarrassment. Feels good to get that off my chest, literally. Signed, a nippy, not-so-toasty toaster.
Listen, you didn't know.
It's a part of life. It's also, it's like not that embarrassing.
It's not that embarrassing. And I think for the mom, like, she was clearly trying to help. And I think that you coming back from the bathroom with your hair in front of your nipples, like, just showed, oh my God, I just realized this is not who I want to be, and I'm sorry. And I think, like, the woman to woman signaling, I feel like she got that.
And this is why it's important, like, never to cut your hair above your nipples, because you never know when, for me, like, my hair is a protection. I don't really get hard nipples that much. My nipples, like, don't work that way. But I have, like, big face syndrome. I always have stains, like spaghetti sauce, like, right up here. And having long hair is such a security blanket, and that's why I'm just not here for, like, short hair.
Yeah, I think also why this wouldn't apply to us, it's, I feel like she was wearing a sundress without a bra, you know,
which, but is
if you always have to wear a bra, like,
a luxury not all of us are afforded.
There's more protection.
Yeah, another layer,
right? So that wouldn't happen.
This isn't that bad. It's especially not that because bad. It seems like you're obviously trying to impress your in-laws, and she wasn't being a bitch about it. She was, like, genuinely trying to help. So it seems like you have a nice mother-in-law.
Yeah, I think it's totally fine. Like, obviously not ideal. And I understand, like, wearing a sundress, and it's because it's hot outside. You know what I've recently done, like, the last few summers, that I would just like to extend to everyone? Try a pashmina. Like, because so you don't elegant. Want to ruin your outfit with the sweater. Like, it doesn't call for a sweater, but the restaurant can get really cold. Sometimes it gets cold at night. I've been bringing a pashmina around in the summer, and it's such a vibe.
And it just really elevates your look. It's an extremely elegant, rich Nantucket mother thing to do.
It really is.
You know, but she gets on her porch, she wraps her pashmina, she contemplates divorce.
She's so chilly.
It's so chic.
But, like, anybody can wear a pashmina, so why don't we all?
No, it's so true. Pashminas are completely universal and completely underrated.
So just get one pashmina.
Yeah, they sell them on the street in New York for like $1.
In a color that works with any
just
outfit.
Throw it in the wash and it's good.
And then for the next time, you don't have to worry about it. So that's my tip of the day, pashminas.
Pashmina, I love that.
You know what I'm thinking?
Pashminas. Hey, let's fold pashminas.
I would love to.
All right, next up. Hello, Jax and Claude. Love you both so much. As avid music lovers and concert goers, I hope you can understand where I'm coming from when I tell you about the most vile thing I did last week. I was at a Justin Bieber concert, and I had floor seats that were incredible. I'm a believer for life, so this wasn't just any concert for me. About a third of the way through the concert, I finished my drink, and all of a sudden, I had a shooting pain in my stomach. Since I had such amazing seats, leaving to go to the bathroom would simply not be an option because I knew someone would have taken it by the time I got back. So rationally, while everyone around was getting their soul snatched by Biebs, I squatted down and I peed in my cup. In the middle of the concert. As soon as the show ended, the people started shuffling out and I heard someone yell, "It smells like piss and puss down here." I got out unscathed, but I kindly asked to unburden myself for my unhinged behavior.
That's insane.
That's disgusting. Like, I'm all for public urination. I really am, but like not near other people because, you know, you're all of our fluids carry different bacteria, diseases. Like, I just don't think it's nice to be peeing in front of other people, and not to be that girl. But like, imagine if a guy next to you like whipped out his penis and started peeing. Like, it's gross.
Yeah.
And like, it's traumatizing.
Yeah. That's like really crazy. Also, it feels even...
Not to make you feel worse, because you obviously already feel bad.
Not to make you feel worse, and like you did it and you got away with it for the most part, so it is what it is. I have like so many different thoughts about it. And also, it's just reminding me, like I saw this headline of Kim Kardashian saying on Ellen that like she'll do anything for fashion, like even wear something if she has to wear a diaper with it. Like maybe if you're this kind of girl who can't miss a song to pee, wear a diaper to the concert.
Well, I am that type of girl, but you know, I have this gift. It's really, I don't think I've ever spoken about this gift. Like at a concert, I always pee. Like I'm the girl who pees 3 times during a movie, and it's because I think I don't know the medical reason, but I think it's because my fupa weighs like really heavy on my bladder, and it's just like science. So also, I am that girl. Like I'm having like cocktail after cocktail. So
drinking makes you pee.
I am that girl. Like I will pee more.
Sorry, that's duh. Drinking,
but alcohol. Yeah. I am that girl. Like I will pee multiple times during an event, and I have this gift. And I guess like I'm not a GA girl. Like I'd rather have the worst seat in the house than stand GA during a concert.
I need to know the gift that you have.
I can pee. Like I can get from my seat to the bathroom and back in 30 seconds. Like I will sprint. I will pee so fucking fast. And while I'm peeing, I'm multitasking. I'm getting the toilet paper ready.
Yeah.
I'm fixing my lipstick. And yeah, sometimes I won't wash my hands. And I'll run back. Like, I can get to and fro in 45 seconds.
And you're the one saying, like, germs. You're concerned with her germs peeing on the floor.
Yeah.
But you won't wash your hands, like, in
No, I'll grab a little hand sanitizer on my way out. That's a good thing about COVID. There's sanitizer everywhere.
Okay, that's fine. That's acceptable.
Like, I just don't feel like if you're going to pee 3 times in an hour, like, you have to wash your hands every time.
At Madison Square Garden?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Madison Square Garden, that is where I will be May 5th for my final comedy show. Yeah, check it out. girlwithnojob.com/tour. Jackie will be there. And this is the first show she's seen because she doesn't support my comedy career. No, I'm totally kidding. But it is the first show she's going to see. So, like, experience that with Jackie.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I actually just ordered a potential outfit.
I need to do that.
And I hope it works because it's exactly what, like, I need to be wearing. Like, something that would be, like, flattering. Stunning. And also, like, plainy and
I love cute. That for you. Is it a suit? What is it?
It's like, a dress. Because I have respect for the arts.
And no, it's like, we're going to the theater. Like, let's all dress up and pay respect to the queen who we're seeing.
100%. Wait, just back to the Justin Bieber thing. Yeah. I have one other thought. Also, at like a Justin Bieber concert, there's weirdly like a lot of kids. So that just also makes it worse. Like, it's not like you're at a festival where everyone pisses and shits on the ground.
It's true.
Like, know your audience.
It's true.
And it's just not acceptable. And I'm sorry that I have to be the one to say that.
I know. And like, I know you already feel bad because, you know, to get to a point where you're emailing us about something embarrassing you did, like, it's a low point for sure. So I don't want to make you feel better, worse, but it's not good.
It's not good. And all I'll say is just don't do it again.
Don't do it again.
We can forgive once.
Right.
Just don't do it again.
I want to forgive you and I want to forget you.
And if you feel the need to do it again, wear a diaper. Like, I was in diapers for the past few weeks and they're kind of incredible.
Yeah, but you weren't like peeing on yourself, were you?
No.
Like, if you had to pee, you weren't like, oh, I'm wearing a diaper, let me just pee in my diaper.
No,
you
but
went
like,
down but to
I
the bathroom.
I would rather pee in my diaper than pee on the floor at a concert.
Yeah, no, honestly.
So
I,
for her.
I would rather miss one song than pee
right,
on the floor.
Right, but she wouldn't.
No, but also, logistically, she's on the floor. Like, it does take a long time in an arena to get, like, up. Because the bathrooms, there's no floor bathrooms.
Yeah.
You should walk up the stairs. It's a lot.
Diaper.
I understand.
Diaper.
Diaper. All right, our third and final one. Claudia and Jackie, I'm still so mortified about this. On Saturday, my boyfriend and I were doing the most wholesome thing. Oh, I read this one before. It's disgusting. On Saturday, my boyfriend and I were doing the most wholesome thing. On Saturday evening, for a couple in their 20s, we decided to have dinner with his grandparents and then hanging out by
beautiful.
Them.
Beautiful.
On the way over to their house, I decided to spice things up a bit and give my boyfriend roadhead. Obviously, my hands were involved as I'm trying not to puke, LOL. And I just planned to go to the bathroom and wash my hands shortly after arriving, not to be gross. I kid you not, a minute after I walk in the door, his grandma was raving about this new mustard she ordered online and how I must try it immediately. I tried to excuse myself to run to the restroom, but she was dead set. So she opens up this jar of mustard and is like, just dip your finger in and try it. Much to my dismay, I obliged and dipped my BJ-covered finger in her mustard jar. I am mortified by the fact that her mustard now has remnants of her grandson's blowjob in it. I can't even bring myself to tell my boyfriend that this happened. Well, that's just unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. And
moment of silence for grandma's mustard.
Yeah,
agreed. Okay, you need to go over to grandma's house, find the mustard.
You need to go to church.
You need to go to jail
and repent.
you need to go over to grandma's house, find the mustard, throw it away. Grandma cannot be using this mustard.
No, you also need to like write down the name of the mustard and buy her a new one and maybe just swap it out. And yeah. just pray that in the time that the delivery takes, she doesn't have to use it.
But also like Gran insisting that you stick your finger in her mustard in a pandemic is a little crazy.
I just feel like you could have tried harder.
I agree.
To wash your hands, because if she's like, dip your finger in, it's like, oh wait, I just took an Uber, so let me just wash my hands before.
100%.
I just feel like you really could have tried harder. It's not like she had a gun to your head.
Like she grabbed your wrist and took your finger and dipped it. And
right. You could have tried harder.
Everyone is responsible. Everyone is culpable.
But you especially.
You knew. And Gran didn't know. And you knew.
I just really feel like you didn't try your best to wash your hands before dipping your finger
in
the
mustard. And where was your boyfriend? He knew.
Right.
Where was he? He could have blocked. He could have said, I'll try the mustard, Gran.
Right.
He could have said, use my finger, like, it's clean, whatever.
Yeah, I just feel like you didn't try hard enough. Or you could have, like, grabbed a fork. Like, there were so many things you could have done to avoid this, and you didn't. And that's on you. That's really circling back to personal accountability that we were talking about at the top of the show.
Yeah.
You could have done more, and you didn't, and you put Gran in harm's way, and that's not cool of you.
But Gran is reckless, for sure.
But you know what? At least we're, like, you know, boosting Gran's immunity, hopefully. That's important. Immunity is important.
It is. Pray for Gran's mustard.
Her immune system is just rock hard.
Damn.
With grandkids like you, who needs enemies? Okay, well, thank you for sharing, everyone.
Y'all are crazy.
Again, if you want to write
in. But please keep writing.
Yeah, we'll try, like...
It's hard.
I try not to judge, but these girls made it hard. If you want to write in, again, it's unburden yourselves, plural.
But just know, now your burden has been unned.
Right. You've been unned, and therefore you can be free. And there's really nothing better than being unned and free.
Nothing at all.
Living unned and wild and free. That's my new theme song. So thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode of The Toast. Jackie, it's been a pleasure having you here.
You're getting all your songs out because you didn't sing once.
I didn't sing once today. And it really has been a pleasure doing business with you. Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here. Anything you want to say to the Toasters before you come back? Actually, this week is Jackie's back 2 days a week now. We're gearing back up for full-time Jackie O.
We are gearing back up.
A lot of people are like, please tell me Jackie's coming back full-time after. A lot of people think... Ben was like, is Jackie coming? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yes, of course. I saw some fake news that was like, when did we ever say? We always said like month three. Like,
guys, it's been 2 months. Like, regular work is 3 months. So give her a break.
Don't start coming for me until it's month three and I'm still not here.
And you're nowhere to be found.
Right. But no, we're revving it up. I mean, it's definitely getting easier getting here. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah, you got here early today.
I'm just such an early bird. Yeah, because I woke up at the fucking crack of dawn and I just didn't go back to sleep. Because I think it's harder to go back to like wake up from like a 30-minute spurt than it is to just stay up.
Agreed.
You know, that's what I'm learning.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
And this is the first day that I've come into the studio where I did not get a migraine from the adventure.
We're all winning here today.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fastest stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places you might be listening to podcasts. Find us The Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Have an amazing day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow with Ben in studio. We've got a great week. Remy Bader's coming, Tayshia's coming, and we're finishing the week off back with Jackie O. So we're just sandwiching Jackie beginning and end. It's going to be great. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love ya. Bye.